Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Poll the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you from locations across metropolitan Melbourne. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. You've landed here on episode 30 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, but the person bringing the smarts is Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator. It's the woman broadcasting from inside a small insulated cardboard box inside of a factory in Footscray. It's Gaylee Davidson.
Hi, Dee. It's true. I'm the babushka of Pop Quiz.
Well, the babushka. The matryoshka is the technical term.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Gaylee, welcome back.
Comes around quickly, doesn't it?
It's a week. So it's approximately 7 days. Now, of course, this is a pop quiz like no other because it's our first pop quiz during Radiothon ever. As you would know, Gail, Radiothon is the biggest fundraising campaign of the Joy calendar. Three quick Radiothon questions for you without notice, Gail.
Oh, excellent.
What percentage of Joy's total income annually comes from Radiothon?
Oh, is it 10? 10%?
No, it is 30. 30%.
Oh, well, it's important then, isn't it?
What number of people to the nearest 100,000 enjoy listening oil? Listen to Joy weekly.
How many hundreds of thousands?
You won't hardly believe it.
400 sounds like
a
lot to me.
It is just shy of 600,000 weekly listeners.
Good Lord.
And finally, what percentage of those listeners are actually supporting Joy financially?
Well, I hope it's 50 at least.
It is 1%. So putting that into some perspective that you would understand, if every listener donated the price of a cup of coffee during Radiothon, we'd be able to keep the station running for 2 human years. So we are asking our listeners to sign up, renew your membership or become a new subscriber between now and May the 2nd to win some incredible prizes. Let's just confirm, Gail, they're not prizes from the Pop Quiz gift shop, are they?
Oh, no, our prizes are not incredible. Let's just
In that way. Most importantly, you'll be keeping independent voices on air and Joy broadcasting out loud and proud. Head to joy.org.au/radiothon for more details. Gail, as you know, in these times of COVID-19, we've changed up the format of the pop quiz you know and love to make it all COVID compliant. No more heading into the studio to breathe each other's moist air or to share skanky microphones. In a spin-off of Pop Quiz, we like to call Pop Quarantiers, we're pitting Joy Liberty against Joy Liberty via the magic of the internet for the chance to win some of the most unimpressive prizes from our Pop Quiz gift shop. So, Gail, tell us, what can you tell us about our first quarantestant today?
Dee, it's Pop Quiz from Pomo. Our first Joy celebrity, Clayton, has been a member of the Joy family for 5 years. He's worked as a podcaster, panellist and presenter for Stand Up Straight, a presenter on Sci-Fi and Scream, and producer and presenter for Geeks Out. In the real world, he's a primary school teacher currently specialising in digital technology. That must be a big area. He once floored our host, Dee Mason, by admitting he's not really into pets, but she works hard to not hold it against him. Rolling with the pronouns he and him and up to bat for Team G, it's the man with the pink and or green streak in his hair. It's Clayton Wimshurst.
I often have both colours, so it's whatever I feel like.
Pink and or.
Yep. Pink and or green. Welcome, Clayton. Lovely to see
you
virtually. First time on the Pop Quiz, I understand.
It is my first time. I'm very excited.
Yes. You're containing yourself nicely. Great to have you with us. Against Clayton today is a Joy celebrity who self-identifies as a numbers nerd. So you can imagine her joy when she became Joy member in 2011 and was allocated number 12521, which works the same forwards and backwards. After completing the Joy Radio course in August last year, she cut her teeth on the show Geeks Out and simply never left, because that's where she found her forever geek home. When she's not at Joy, she works as a data manager, and when she's not doing that, she performs burlesque as Eccentrics. She is kept company by her two fur pals, Ginger and Fred. Never heard them said in that order. It's Fred and Ginger, who she rescued together from the Lost Dogs home in 2013, rolling with the pronouns she and her, and representing all the kids from Team Q. It's Joy's own geek. It's Tamsin Bileska.
Yay.
Well or done on the surname, D.
Or is it Tamsin Burlesca?
Nice.
Gail.
Yes.
You are the official Joy 94.9 pop quiz adjudicator, are you not?
That's true.
For the love of God, how is all this going to work?
It's going to go like a good thing, D. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, girl. That sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the Pop Queers gift shop. Tell us, what is our lucky contestant winner going home with this evening?
The stakes are mildly not as low as usual. This week's prize has been tucked away in our glory box, waiting for deserving contestants. And tonight's the night. This item is what happens when Game of Thrones meets Officeworks. It's a stapler stuffed inside the head of a dragon. Who doesn't want something that's barely practical and not great to look at? Tonight's lucky winner could be the mother of staples and the scourge of their home office.
Hey guys, it's time to test your buzzers. Now, I gave you all a few days' notice to come up with the perfect buzzer. So, Clayton, when you know the answer, you will make this noise. And Tamsin, today you will make this noise. Gail, it's time to get your dong out and ding it super hard, because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Two bits, don't make a bite when your time starts.
Now, volunteers in Indonesia are dressing as what to scare unsuspecting passerbys in an attempt to make them stay at home? What are they dressing as to scare the passersby?
Gays.
Oh, no. Well, you know, it's hard to tell, but that's not what their intent was.
Okay.
Tamsin for the steal.
Coronaviruses.
Oh, no, that would be scary too. They're dressing as ghosts.
Oh.
A traditional pokong is a shroud ghost. And it is scary, and it would scare you if you saw it.
Enough to go inside, I'm sure. RSL branches are encouraging Australians to recognise Anzac Day by standing where at 6 a.m. on April the 25th?
Tamsin?
Standing at the end of their driveways.
It's correct.
Which airline went scoring, into registration this week?
Clayton?
That would be Virgin.
Correct.
A shopper in Adelaide was refused a refund when trying to return 132 packets of what?
Tamsin?
Lovely toilet paper.
It was toilet paper.
Which world leader / dictator is reported to be in hospital after heart surgery?
Clayton, hi.
That would be Kim Jong-un.
Correct.
Game stores are reporting a boom in purchases of what product for passing time in lockdown? Which product? Game stores.
Clayton?
Game stores. I was going to say vibrators, but clearly that's not going to be that.
No, not this time. Jigsaw puzzle. Who said that?
Jigsaw puzzle.
Tamsin.
That would be me.
Which former Prime Minister launched a book this week?
Tamsin.
Turnbull.
Yes.
Text messages between who and his future father-in-law have been revealed in a court case in the UK.
Oh, Clayton.
Prince Harry?
Yes. The prince formerly known as Harry.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Novak Djokovic has said his opposition to what may mean he will not return to tennis.
Clayton.
Vaccinating.
Correct.
He's an anti-vaxxer. Get out.
Yeah.
He can
stay there.
In Britain, a conspiracy theory links coronavirus with what technology?
Tamsin, I can see you're trying.
5G.
Yes,
mobile
correct.
Technology.
And final question. A British man has done what during lockdown to raise money for charity?
Tamsin?
Walked around. He's a 100-year-old man and he's walked around his yard 100 times.
Do you know what? That is not the one I meant, but it's technically true. He is a British man and he's done that. The other one I was thinking about, he ran 873 laps of his backyard, which is the equivalent of a 42K marathon. But because of the way the question was worded, you get the point.
Time's up, and that is the end of round one. Gailey, how are the scores looking at the end of round one?
Oh, yes.
Look at, I love it.
Clayton is on the board with 4. Tamsin is slightly ahead on 6. It's still anyone's dragon stapler.
Okay, great. Gailey, I think it's a good time for round two.
Let's do it. Round two is our culture segment, and this week we're playing a game we call Buff On, Buff Off, where we test your knowledge of the phenomenon that is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ooh.
Win a point for each correct answer. It's going to be on here. In every generation, there is a chosen one when your time starts.
Now, which came first, the Buffy movie or the Buffy TV?
The movie came first by a number of years.
Yes, that's correct. Movie was 1992. TV was 97 to 2003.
How many days was Buffy dead for?
Clayton?
30?
No, incorrect. Tamsin?
4?
It was 147 days, so...
Oh.
Pull yourself, geeks.
I know.
I don't. Well, really, I should have asked which time.
I'm worried about those kind of questions.
Which character was recast after the TV pilot was shot? Which character was recast?
Clayton?
Willow.
That is correct.
Which characters were the first lesbian couple in the show? Boy, I've never watched an episode. I think that...
Tamsin.
Got that.
Willow and... Oh, I've gone blank on her name. I want to say Ella, but it's not.
It is not.
It's Tara.
Oh, Tara.
It's Tara. Do you know the other lesbian couple? Willow and...
No.
Kennedy.
Is there so many lesbian couples that you forget them?
There's lesbians everywhere in that show.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Which character said, "Thank God we're hot chicks with superpowers"?
Oh, yep.
Clayton?
Faith.
Correct.
What was the name of the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? The musical episode.
Clayton?
Once More with Feeling.
Correct.
Complete the name of the episode, Never What a Boy on the First Date. Never What a Boy on the First Date.
Clayton.
Kill.
Correct. Season 1, Episode 5.
Which actor turned down the role of Xander in the TV series?
Tamsin.
Luke Perry.
Incorrect.
He was in the movie, so I can see her confusion. I don't know the answer.
It was Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Oh my God.
According to Xander in the episode Prophecy Girl, what kind of music is the music of pain? Xander, music of pain.
I mean, you could just guess at this.
Classical?
No, incorrect.
That would be... I'm going to go with... No,
country music.
Oh, yeah. Music.
Oh, wow. That was a hard fought...
I know.
Here's a bonus question because I don't think anybody's going to get it. Hands on your buzzers. How many Outstanding Drama Series Emmy Awards did the series win?
None.
Tamsin got that point.
Oh, none. There you go.
Trick bonus question, mate.
Bonus question. Very well done. Time's up.
They only got technical. They only ever won 2 technical awards.
Well done, Gail. How are the scores looking at the end of round two?
Well, there's been a little turnaround. Clayton has jumped ahead to 9. And Tamsin is on 7, so they're still the same amount apart. They've just flipped around.
If you have just joined us, you might not even know that it's Joy Radiothon 2020. Also, you're probably not yet sick of us asking for money. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. That's our weekly popular news and popular culture quiz show. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined on the internet by Chief Adjudicator Gailey Davidson and her assistant scorekeeper, the perpetually silent James. We're halfway through a heated battle between Clayton Wimshurst and his Geeks Out co-host, get your geeks out, Tamsin Bileska. Perhaps when this is all done, you can go online to joy.org.au and sign up, renew your membership, or become a new subscriber. If you do it between now and May the 2nd, you could win some incredible prizes. And most importantly, you'll be keeping independent voices on air and Joy broadcasting out loud and proud. Gail, It looks like a good time to introduce round three.
Let's do it. We're mixing it up with a multiple choice round. You will each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your dongers. We are staying in your wheelhouse with a game we call Truly Marvelous, where we test your knowledge of the Marvel Universe. Win a point for each correct answer. Clayton won the toss and has elected to answer first. We are Groot when your time starts.
Now, Clayton, how does Yondu control his deadly hovering arrow? Is it A, by whistling at it, B, through mind control, or C, by singing to it?
A.
By whistling.
It's correct. He whistles at it.
Well done. Question two. What did Peggy Carter promise to Steve Rogers, Captain America, before he crashed Red Skull's bomber? Was it A, a kiss, B, a dance, or C, a dollar?
Peggy C. B. I meant B. It's too late, sorry.
No, it's not. A dance is correct.
What classic video game does Tony Stark catch someone playing on the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicopter in The Avengers? Was it A, Donkey Kong, B, Space Invaders, or C, Galaga or Galaga? A fight that I had with my brother for many years.
Oh, A?
It was Galaga.
Or Galaga?
Mm. Galaga. Okay. Galaga.
What's the name of the group of soldiers who fight alongside Captain America in World War II? Is it A, the Scowling Scoundrels, B, the Iron Patriots, or C, the Howling Commandos? Scowling Scoundrels. B, the Iron
Patriots. It's the Howling Commandos.
Oh.
It's people who run
Captain
around.
America, not my
sounds,
point.
Sounds painful. Painful.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the missile designed by Justin Hammer in Iron Man 2? Was it A, the Bunker Buster, B, the Mother-in-Law, or C, the Ex-Wife?
The A.
It was the C, the Ex-Wife.
Oh, the Ex-Wife.
Okay.
Yes.
Clayton Wimshurst can take a bit of a break. It is, in fact, time for your questions now, Tamsin. Are you ready?
I'm ready and raring.
I'm starting now. How long was Captain America asleep before being thawed from a deep freeze? Was it 30 years, almost 70 years, or nearly a century? Captain America, how long was he sleeping before being thawed?
30A?
70B.
Who said, I'm not some starry-eyed waif here to succumb to your pelvic sorcery? Was it A, Jane Foster, B, Black Widow, or C, Gamora? I'm not some starry-eyed waif here to succumb to your pelvic sorcery.
C, Gamora.
Correct.
Two. Yes.
What any of these words mean in this order.
Yes, there'll be no questions, no follow-up questions.
What's Captain America's shield made of? Is it vibranium, B, eusadium, or C, adamantium? Vibranium?
A, vibranium.
A, vibranium, but yes, it is. Correct.
What race is Ronan the Accuser? Is he A, human, B, Kree, or C, Skrull? Ronan the Accuser. Human, Kree, or Skrull?
B, Skrull.
B, Kree is correct.
B, Kree. Sorry.
B. We're working with you.
What Jackson 5 song does Baby Groot dance to at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy? Is it ABC, Can You Feel It, or I Want You Back? A, ABC, B, Can You Feel
You're
It?
You're so good.
I want you know. ABC.
I'm going to go with C, I Want You Back.
Good choice. It is, in fact, C.
And that's the end of round three. Gailey, how are the scores looking at the end of round three?
We have a draw on 11.
Oh my.
We're equally geeky. This is very
equally
important.
Geeky. Equally and that is quite geeky, I have to say.
Then
it makes for a very exciting final round.
Gail, speaking of final round, it's time to change up the format because it's time for round four.
Round four is a return to obscure news, so back on your dongers. We test your knowledge of random happenings from around the world. Win a point for each correct answer. I have a plethora of piñatas, and your time starts
now. A US website offering what type of content is seeing a growing interest in COVID-19 based on user search terms? What type of content? US website.
What's the internet full of?
porn.
Correct, Tamsin. It is. Pornhub has over 100 videos with coronavirus themes.
Wow.
Hazmat suits, masks.
Oh, that is a turn on. Hazmat
suits. Sanitized.
Can you send me a link?
Catch up after.
You know the link, mate. A parish priest in Western Poland delivered Easter confession to his flock how during the lockdown?
Clayton?
Via Skype?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Anyone? Tamsin?
Via Zoom?
Incorrect. It was a drive-by. He'd park his car in the alley behind the church. Parishioners would park 1.5 metres away. He said, next week, I'm due to hear a parishioner confess every sin from his entire life. So I'm presuming he's got a car full of snacks.
Yeah, and you need some parking coin for that. A quick-thinking Helsinki bakery has saved itself from financial ruin by creating a cake that looks like what? Geez, it's fun to say quick-thinking Helsinki.
Tamsin?
Coronavirus?
Incorrect. There was one in Korea that did that, though.
Clayton?
I'm going to go with a mask.
No, it's the other thing. It was a toilet roll.
Oh, of course.
Mm. An online selling like hot cakes.
An online business in Colombia has bucked the trend and seen an explosion in sales. What do they sell? An online business in Colombia. What do they sell?
They probably advertise on Pornhub. Clayton?
Vibrators again?
I'm going to take that because it's sex toys.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They've almost sold out of their entire catalogue.
Sorry.
I haven't been buying, I promise.
Dr. Norman Swan has become internationally famous for responding to a question about whether what bodily function could transmit coronavirus.
Clayton?
Just for the fun of it, ejaculation?
fun for some. No.
Farting?
Correct, Tamsin, it's farting. Just so you know, it's unlikely it can transmit, but don't put your bare bum close to others when farting.
Yeah.
Hashtag corona farts.
A classy show you run here. It's really
good. Yeah, that's
right. There's been outrage at the news that a factory in China celebrated reopening after the lockdown by holding a what competition? If it's farting.
No.
What kind of competition?
Kissing.
Kissing is correct, Clayton.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was a good guess.
Very good.
That was an insanely good guess.
I was going to go with limbo.
Gailey, that brings us to the end of round four, nail-biting stuff, Gail. But while you're tallying the final scores, we've got some time for these announcements.
Hi, I'm Gavin Marshall, and you're listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9. Out, loud, proud.
Oh, this is Pop Queers on Joy 94.9, and it's Radiothon 2020. Remember that we really need your support to keep Joy on air and independent. Look, if you're not in a position financially right now to donate or to pay a membership, please do not stress about it. You still deserve to be here and to enjoy the community and the support we give each other. You're actually a big part of the reason we're here. But if you are in a position financially to help out right now, maybe consider covering for one of our friends who perhaps isn't. Gay Gailey, we are at the very pointy end of the show right now. Are we in a position legally to anoint a winner, or am I required to break the glass on the sealed tiebreaker question yet again?
Hey, I hope you have a hammer at hand, because what? We do, in fact, have a draw. They are geek to geek, both on 13. We're going to need a tiebreaker.
This is the tiebreaker question, and it is for not only the game, but for the stapler. How did Buffy make LGBTQI history in season 7?
Clayton.
Nerd alert.
kiss between a lesbian couple?
Incorrect, but okay. Very close. Tamsin. Stephen Bradbury's
first sex scene.
Correct.
Oh.
It was the first ever lesbian sex scene broadcast on national television. United States.
Is it possible that Clayton couldn't bring himself to say lesbian sex and so went for kissing instead?
Lesbian sex.
There we go.
I'm proud of you, and look at what you've done. Look at what you've got.
So many children are going to be crying now because they don't get to use that stapler. So I think Tamsin has really just disappointed my whole school community.
Think of the children.
Brilliant. That's all we've got time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to our Joy Liberties from Geeks Out for Tamsin, Beliska and Clayton Wimshurst. Geeks Out is Joy's home of pop culture, comics, sci-fi, horror, anime and more. Each week a rotating lineup of nerds discuss the latest news, issues, reviews, culture, events, and anything else that takes their fancy. Join regulars Miranda Sparks, Tamsin, and Clayton Wimshurst every Monday at 8 p.m. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official pop quiz adjudicator, to our assistant scorekeeper and podcaster, the very silent James Holt. Don't forget to become a member or renew your membership before May the 2nd to go into the draw to win some amazing prizes. And if you're wanting to make a donation, consider doing it next Friday on Brekkie, where your donation will be matched dollar for dollar. Go to joy.org.au for more deets. I've been Dee Mason. Stay safe, and we'll see you here next week. Same pop time, same pop station on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.